A vigil tonight for the six lives lost during a shooting rampage by a former NFL player after the sole survivor of that mass shooting in South Carolina died this weekend. Thanks for joining us tonight for News Nation Prime. I am Aaron Nolan, and that is our top story tonight. 38-year-old Robert Shook was one of two HVAC techs working at the home when Philip Adams opened fire last week. His family told our News Nation station in Charlotte that he was shot at least six times. Six people in all, including a well-known doctor. His wife and their two grandchildren were killed in the attack. Adams later shot himself. Authorities say his brain is now being examined for brain damage, including CTE, which is a disease that has been connected to former athletes. It's a case that has drawn attention across the country, and tonight a community is remembering their loved ones. News Nation reporter Jamal Goss is live in York County, South Carolina at tonight's vigil. Jamal.
Well, a crowd of about 1,500 people showed up to support the Leslie family, along with the six victims who were shot. I want to give you a live look now at the ceremony. It's just wrapping up, but as you can see, the community showed up tonight. A number of people are in the crowd, like coworkers, patients, city leaders, and personal friends. They're all attending this community vigil. They're telling me they're supporting the family and those who were tragically killed on Wednesday. The ceremony, as you can see, just wrapped up. It lasted for about an hour, and it followed a traditional church service. There has been music, prayers, and words of inspiration. As I mentioned, the service just wrapped up, and right now the family is asking God for strength and people for prayer. So a very emotional prayer vigil here again. We're going to be talking to the pastor of the Leslie family, and we'll have that live for you a little bit later in the show. For now, reporting live in York County, I'm Jamal Goss. Back to you.